Well, hello there, people. How are ya? Solo Man here, and I feel so much better now because I've had a few beers. And I don't have anybody who's moaning in my ear hole or giving me that special look. And I'm an adult, so I'll drink responsibly. Whatever the hell that means. I guess you shouldn't spill any, I suppose. But when I say a few, I don't know how many that is. I've only had a couple, really. But I kind of found this news item online and I thought I'd share it with you guys. Because more likely than not, one of you guys has been caught out in the same way. Then I know a few of my friends at work have done. Link to the news item down below. And by the way, this is a femon complaining yet again, of course. But this femon was waiting for her date, and the date showed up. And when he saw her, he sped off. And she said she's so done with men now. But what she forgot to mention was they'd never really met physically before. So the only picture he probably had was the one she supplied him. And you can bet your bottom dollar it was way doctored. Some of the girls I know don't even send their picture of themselves. They send them of somebody else. I mean, it's like a car, right? You're selling a car, you show them the picture of the car you're selling. And when the guy comes to buy it, it's that car, not a different one. Selling a Mini but showing a Lamborghini? I don't think so. But these femons get annoyed at the men. It's amazing, isn't it? They're being dishonest as hell and trying to trick him, and it hasn't worked. And they don't like the man because of it. Anyway, the picture of this femon, the real picture, please stand up. She's not all that bad. She does look like a clown, though. What are those eyebrows doing? They're not painted on or anything, are they? I mean, she's not my type in any way, shape or form. Then obviously the guy didn't like what he saw either. But why don't other femons help her out and tell her that it doesn't look very good what she's done to her eyebrows and everything? I mean, there's the sisterhood and everything. But you know why they don't say it? Because in their mind they go, great, that femon's out the running, more for me. Sweet wee things, aren't they? And he did the right thing. But it's very well known on these dating applications that femons doctor their pictures. Men do as well, I believe, but it's mostly all femons, and they go way over the top. And of course, they live in another world, of course, as we know, so what do they expect when the man finally sees who he's really going to be dating? Honesty is always the best policy, especially in these dating apps. But don't expect any honesty from the femons. They've never told the truth in their lives. And also my friend who actually uses these dating apps tells me all the femons are asking for all these specific things that the man must have. And the lists go on and on and on what they want. And the funny thing is, the femon herself isn't all that at all. Some of them are overweight. In fact, a lot of them are. They're not very pretty, as say. And yet they still expect the alpha males, the really good males. What planet are they actually living on? But you know, this is one of those spontaneous occasions where I actually started drinking a little bit earlier and I might have more than I normally do. So I'm going to have another beer now.
You're not having any more beer. You know you've reached your limit. In fact, you're one over.
You are just an alter ego of an ex-girlfriend or something. And I told you, you don't exist. Now bugger off.
Oh, yeah.
What type of an imagination is this?